Gina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, Enbridge has been on the scene here and really making a lot of progress in cleaning up, and the oil spill has been stopped. It's not going to reach the Great Lakes. So give us the latest update from your side of the story.
Sure. Well, I guess I'm happy to report that there's nothing new to report on the location of the oil since we talked a couple of days ago. So they are continuing to clean up along the banks, of course, of Battle Creek and the Kalamazoo, but they have been able to remove all of the oil and most of the sheen from that river. So making good progress when it comes to oil on the river, but we still do have a long ways to go at the actual leak site and, of course, with the long-term cleanup.
And I guess that process is going to take months and months. I would imagine those crews are going to be on the scene until we get into the wintertime.
You know, it's hard to predict how long it's going to take, but certainly it will take months to remediate that entire area back to its original condition. And to that end, we have actually set up some community offices in Battle Creek and Marshall. It opens today in Battle Creek and later this week in Marshall, that individuals who live in those communities who have questions or who have a claim can come and meet with Enbridge representatives and get their questions answered.
Gina, I know that you can clean up the shore. I know that you can clean up the water. The oil that gets to the bottom of a riverbed or a river or at the bottom of the wetlands, can that be cleaned up?
Well, the EPA in the daily press conference yesterday talked a little bit about, in more detail, about water monitoring. And they are saying at Morrow Lake, which is, of course, you know, downstream of the spill, that they detected some hydrocarbons, but no benzene or other contaminants. So we were all very pleased about that.
I know that you have been served a letter from a watchdog group here in the state of Michigan. We spoke earlier today with Nick Schreck from the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. They sent you a letter stating that they were going to file a lawsuit. And I guess it's not so much you hear the word lawsuit and may kind of freak you out, but basically they just want to make sure that Enbridge continues in their efforts to not only clean up the oil spill, but to make sure that homeowners and those affected with the oil spill are compensated and taken care of.
Absolutely, we want to ensure that as well. And so, you know, we have made very clear from the outset that we will clean this up, that we will make this right for the citizens of that community. And yesterday we did announce that to ensure that people in the affected area are not financially disadvantaged by the spill, that we would offer them a couple of options for help and support. And for those who are most close to the river, within 200 feet of the river, either if they put their home up before the sale or if they would just like to move, we will provide them with an option to purchase their home at an appraised value. So we don't feel that there's going to be a lot of uptake on that. We feel that we'll be able to return that river and that entire area to its pre-spill state. We're very confident in that. But we also want to assure the residents there that there should be no financial impact to them. And for those who are concerned, we are offering to purchase their home.
For people who have questions of concerns with Enbridge, how can they get in contact with the company, whether it's for compensation, whether it's for worry or questions?
There's three different ways now. First, we have our toll-free line, which is open 24 hours a day, and that number is 1-800-306-6837. We also have our website, which is www.response.enbridgeus.com. And starting today, we do have a community center that is open in Battle Creek, and that's just at 77 East Michigan Avenue, the Enbridge Community Center. And we're just working on locations to open a community center in Marshall as well.
Well, Gina, I know that this has been a tough situation for you and Enbridge. I know we've asked you a lot of tough questions, but we appreciate your candor and the opportunity to talk with you. And I'm sure we'll talk somewhere down the line. But thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And again, you know, we've made a mess. We're going to clean it up, and we're going to make sure that everybody in the community is taken care of.
Thank you, Gina. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thanks, Tony.